Jesus Christ. Amen. We just sang these words. When lures of easy gain with promise brightly shine, Lord, help us seek your kingdom first, our wills with yours align. With Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane this night, we say, not my will be done, but yours, dear Father. Help me to seek your kingdom first, for where the king is, that's Jesus, there the kingdom is. We are with Jesus tonight in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus the King says, my Father's will be done. In the Garden of Gethsemane, where to this day there are many olive trees, Jesus prayed three times for the cup of suffering to be removed. Three times he prays, but not my will be done, but yours. Jesus was not a masochist. He didn't like pain. He knew what was about to come upon him, the physical pain of crucifixion and the spiritual pain of being forsaken by his Father for the sake of all mankind. Upon him, our sins would fall. It's a very real moment when Jesus, having said, "My will, not your will, not mine be done," to the Father, that an angel has to come to minister to him because he's praying in such anguish. His sweat is becoming like drops of blood coming through his pores and falling on the ground. If you have known anguish, you've never known anguish like this. But yet he says, not my will be done, but yours. Jesus the King does the will of the Father. Jesus the King is with us, and we are in his kingdom, and we desire to do the will of the Father. Secondly, in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus the King is the Son of Man who's betrayed into the hands of sinners. Jesus the King is also called in the Bible the Son of Man. And that's a very mysterious figure. In the book of Daniel, Son of Man is the Messiah who comes back upon the clouds. He's God who's returning upon the clouds in glory. The Son of Man is a glorious messianic figure in the book of Daniel. This Son of Man is allowing himself to be arrested as if he is a common criminal. He's allowing them to come with torches and swords and to bind him like he's some kind of a thief, some kind of a low-life criminal. The Son of Man, who will come upon the clouds in glory, is now betrayed into the hands of sinners. He has done nothing wrong, but he's treated as if he's done everything wrong. Jesus is the King. We are his children in his kingdom. We are there with Jesus in that garden. We are one of the sinners for whom he died. We will see the King upon the clouds, the Son of Man, in glory. Thirdly, Jesus the King is the great I Am, the Jesus of Nazareth, who is our shepherd. This was always my favorite part of the Garden of Gethsemane story as a child, when they say, we're looking for Jesus of Nazareth. And he says, I am he. And you know what happened? They fell down. Boom! They've hit the ground. And they say again, Jesus says again to them, who are you looking for? And they say, Jesus of Nazareth. This Jesus who is the King, who's Jesus of Nazareth, being of Nazareth shows he's true man. He's the carpenter's son. Raised up north in Galilee, all he did was teach people. All he did was heal people and serve them. Not only did he do nothing wrong, he was without blemish. He is the true shepherd, Jesus of Nazareth. The shepherd comes for his sheep and he says, I'm not going to lose any of my sheep. We have a precursor, don't we, when they say, we're looking for Jesus of Nazareth, and he says, I am he. Of course, every time we hear I am, we're thinking of the name of God, Yahweh, I am. When every knee will bow to the ground, even those who pierced him, There will be a day when we hear the name Jesus of Nazareth, and we will all hit the ground before the great I Am, our shepherd. Jesus is the King. By holy baptism, we are in his kingdom. Jesus is our shepherd, and our knees will bow in joy and exultation when he returns. And lastly, Jesus the King is the rabbi who has angels at his disposal, but will drink the bitter cup of suffering. The story is well known to us. Judas comes up, and Judas betrays him with a kiss. The hurt of our Lord is clear. It would have been better for Jesus if Judas would have just slapped him. But to come up and to betray him with a kiss, he says, "Hello, Rabbi," and kisses him on the cheek. And Jesus says, "Judas," he still calls him friend, "you're going to betray me with a kiss." Then, of course, Peter takes things into his own hands like he always does, and he brings out a sword. He's armed, and he cuts off the right ear of the servant. And, of course, Jesus would heal that man's ear. And Jesus stops it. "If you take the sword, you're going to perish with the sword. That's not why I came. Don't you know that I must drink the cup of suffering? Don't you know that at my fingertips I have 12 legions of angels who could come and stop this if I wanted to? But we must not stop this. He is coming to drink the bitter cup of suffering we deserve. He's coming to die the death in our place for the debt that we owed. Not the debt that he owed, the debt that we owed in his blood. And he's not going to stop it from happening by calling on the angels. This Jesus the King has placed us into his kingdom. His holy angels do watch over us. And because he drank the bitter cup of suffering, when we receive the Lord's Supper, we drink the sweet cup of forgiveness of sins and life and salvation. So this night we've gone to the Garden of Gethsemane. May we rejoice in a King who loves us this much, to humble himself to death, even death upon the cross. When lures of easy gain with promise brightly shine, Lord, help us seek your kingdom first, our wills with yours align. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen.